According to the experts, constant images of ultras in models encourage an unhealthy desire in other people to imitate them. But now they're warning the battle for size zero is not only putting our weight at risk, but also our brain. New research published in the British Journal of Psychiatry states that studies on animals show that starvation followed by binging on highly palatable foods such as burgers or chocolate can lead to a desire to overconsume and engage in addictive behaviour.
If you starve yourself, you then might overeat. You can't keep a starved state going. It is dangerous because it affects the way our brain works and the whole of the rest of our body, and it can lead us to overeat and become unhealthily obsessed with our food. So binge priming is quite a dangerous way of acting.
The size zero debate reared its head at last year's London Fashion Week as protests were held against the use of skinny models. But some model agencies reject women for being too thin. Emma Jane Dolphin is in one of those agencies. At size 14, she believes keeping healthy should be a model's priority.
It's primal that you eat when you're hungry, and if you're being deprived of that, then you're not going to be relaxed and your nervous system's going to be working overtime. It's going to lead to all sorts of problems and illnesses later on. So I think, eat regularly like everyone else.
It's hoped today's revelations about the threat of famine then feast behaviour will encourage those trying to achieve size zero to consider the longer term effects and perhaps ask the question, is it really worth it? Rachel Phillips, ITV News.